What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A, period.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is your girl, Miss September.
And your boy, DJ Ricochet, the Untouchable Technician.
What up, Rick?
What's poppin'? How you doing?
I'm good.
You like that new intro? We got a new intro.
I'm loving a new intro. You know, it don't take much to please me. Shout out to E. Shout out to Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had to keep it Philly, even though, you know, I love my nasty girls. I love my vanity and all that. But I am feeling the new intro.
Nice.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
Always.
You always working in your sleep.
A little something.
Always. That's what's up. I really appreciate that, though. I love it. So we have some new things. We're going to hop right into our... We got a lovely guest lined up for today.
Okay. You want to tell them who it is? You want to wait?
We're going to wait.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
We got a little part two coming, you know. Right.
Yeah, okay.
So we just going to jump into, like, our little local Philly news.
All right, Ben.
Get
what
that
you got
out the way.
Right.
That Harrah's Casino was robbed?
I did not. That's actually really crazy.
Yeah, I didn't actually really get a chance to look up the story. I really didn't do no research on it. I pretty much, like, rolled over in my sleep and seen it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, the casino was robbed. Like,
I wonder if they catch the people?
Yeah, that I don't even know. Like, it's crazy.
It's the holiday season. So, you know, you got to watch it back out here.
Yep, the PUA money gone.
Yep.
People hungry. They starving. They got to feed their family. Got to keep their bills paid.
That's a fact.
So, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I stay in the house.
For sure. I mean, that's the best way to do it.
That's a fact.
I stay in the house. I do my online shopping, whatever. Yeah, but I haven't heard too much of that. I don't know how much they got away with, if they got away with anything or whatever, but...
Yeah, that's really crazy.
Yeah, like, it's crazy over in Chester.
Mm.
Speaking of Chester, when we bring our guests out, we
all drink. Oh, yeah. Downtown.
Right. Yeah, we talk about downtown.
Downtown.
Well, wait a minute. And speaking of, like, robberies, did you hear about the 53-year-old guy who was killed robbing a Wingstop in the Northeast?
Mm-hmm. He got busted by a civilian.
So this is how the story supposedly went.
Okay.
He's in a Wingstop, robbing a Wingstop. It's three other employees in there.
Right.
And the guy came in. I don't know if the guy was aware that they was being robbed, but, you know, he just came in, like, on his phone, like, you know, just so, like, smooth. And then the suspect, you know, turned to him like, oh, give me your phone. And then apparently the gentleman had his own get. He definitely got the gat, and the bull got the robber.
How you gonna rob the Wingstop? Like, the wings?
How you rob the Wingstop and then Rick Ross is rolling in his grave right now?
Not
okay,
the lemon pepper.
Not the lemon pepper. So yeah, he supposedly shot the guy. And first of all, you 53 years old robbing a Wingstop. Your life is really fucked up out here, where anytime you out here robbing a Wingstop at the age of 53, like, so it's that lets you know it's so hard out here. Like,
yeah, he got
the Christmas gifts
for the grandkids.
Yeah, or drugs.
Oh, well, I didn't want to say that, but not the drugs.
Yeah, the drugs.
Oh, well.
Something. A lesson was learned.
Yeah, I'm doing online ordering from Wingstop for now on. I'm not waiting enough. They don't even let that many people in there at once.
But it was only three employees in there, so apparently it probably wasn't nobody else but Robert and the other guy, you know, at that point.
It's the pandemic, you know? So how in the world that necessarily doesn't make sense. It being a pandemic, they wouldn't have that much money anyway.
True. They probably don't. Because, again, a lot of people are ordering online and, you know, stuff like that. So, DoorDash, Grubhub. But people don't look at, you know, petty crime. I mean, petty criminals, they don't look at shit like that.
Right.
They really don't. They're just
trying
to
get a quick fix.
They're trying to get a quick hit fix, quick buck, and that's it. The Eagles lost last night.
Well, what else is new?
Again.
They three.
What was the score?
3-7-1. The score, I believe, was a lot to a little.
Okay.
They're just not good.
Oh God.
They're just not good. So, I know that Doug Peterson isn't gonna get fired because he's 2 years from winning the Super Bowl, and they're not gonna let Carson Wentz go because he has over $50 million still in his contract. So, they don't necessarily want to get rid of all that dead money. But, I know the owner's not pleased. The city of Philadelphia is not pleased, so it's going to be some changes. I don't know if Howie's going to get fired, or somebody going to get let go. But I mean, you just never know.
Yeah,
like sports is like really, really sporadic, so you never really know. I know nobody really like wants to come here, as far as big players, but
the Eagles
signed a lot of good players, but it's just the fact that like the O line is trash due to a lot of injuries.
So we no more Super Bowls, at least not this year.
Right, we're not talking about the Eagles no more. We're talking about the Sixers.
Okay, yeah, so we just gonna trust the process going forward.
No, the process is looking really good. So we got
Trust it.
We got Dwight Howard, we got Danny Green, we got Seth Curry, and we still got Embiid and Ben Simmons. So we look
Seth Curry? Oh, Seth Curry, that's the little brother, right?
Yeah, the little brother. Okay. He actually, percentage wise, he shoots better. But everybody knows Steph because he pulls up from like the parking lot. So
I mean, I'm excited. When does the NBA season start?
NBA season is actually supposed to start at the end of December.
Okay.
Yeah, supposed to start. It's like
it's like different now
It's the shortest off season ever. So the average, the shortest off season before the NBA was about to do it was like 120 days or something like that. But this is cut like to like 73 days because the season was technically supposed to start around Halloween.
It's supposed to start November. Exactly. It's supposed to start October, November. And I'm thinking like, okay, we are in December. So what's going on? Okay. Right.
Yeah. But now the season is going to start at the end of December and then the finals are supposed to be in August.
Period.
Yeah.
All right. So we trust in the process. I wish the Sixers nothing but luck.
That's right.
I don't really want to report this bad news, but I hear that it was 728 people shot in Philly in just November alone. Come on, people. What are we doing here?
Turning into Baghdad. It's getting kind of bad. I wonder if
that guy who robbed the Ring Stop was one of those.
Part of those.
728. I'm sure he was 726 probably.
It's a lot, man. I don't even know where they're getting these guns from, but it's a lot.
They offer you, you know, money to turn guns in. But, like, it's hard out here. It's like you have to, like, a weapon should be for your protection, not
that
for you
correct.
To just go out and kill and just gun people down and hunt people down. Like, it's just horrible.
Right.
It's really, 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 really horrible. So, I mean, pray for Philly. Hopefully things is better December. And I pray that going into the new year, we have less violence and less fatalities in our city, because we are turning into Chirac. Okay.
I think we actually got Chicago beat for murders this year.
Yeah, I think we do, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
And a Philly native, the godmother of soul, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Ooh.
We were just talking about how Patti Pies the other day. They said she was featured on she's featured on the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
The color was really good. She looked really nice on there. She had on like red or orange or something, but she
Patti is a queen.
Yes, and then she gets her hair done by the girl Crazy Hands that does hair in Southwest. She has a shop and she does her hair.
Okay.
She does a really good job. You could tell that she kind of leveled up with her stylist because like her hair be like before. She like, you know, her 70, weight was like more bouffant. Yeah, how 70, old is Patty?
76.
76. Wow.
She's a Gemini. She a Gemini. She was born in 1944. Mm-hmm. That's wow. crazy. So she was born she through all the shit. She doesn't
look a day over 50 years old.
Right. That's that money right 50 there.
50 or 60. She doesn't look a day over that. I mean, I would, yeah, I would say that, but I don't think she got like no, back. No, that's that black don't crack. That's what that is.
That's a fact.
That's that black don't crack. They said she sold over 50 million records worldwide. And then we were just talking about pies because I didn't make any sweet potato pies. Wow. I did get that patty pie. I didn't, because...
How would you do that?
You Thanksgiving wasn't really like big because, right. like I said, I went to my mom's side and do a whole bunch like I normally do if I stay home and do a whole bunch. Like I do everything, you know. Okay. But this year, you know, I went to my mother's mm-hmm. and I just grabbed like two patty pies, one for me, one for her, you know, one for my house, one for her house. I love the patty pies. Don't get me wrong. I put them in the oven. You know, warm
is
them
it
up
better?
A little bit.
Is it better than your pie?
I'm dun, not dun, a big dun. Baker, though. I'm not really a big baker. I mean, I make good sweet potato pies. I don't know. I can't. I would have to ask my son or ask somebody that. Like, I'm the when I cook big, I don't eat it. So
okay.
that's why it's easier for me to, like, I'd rather go to my mother's or I'd rather cook, you know, because when I cook a big meal, I'm over it by then. I already threw my leftovers away. I threw my leftovers away on Sunday. Like, wow. they had to go. Like, I threw everything out. Like, I mean, I still had a half a pan of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I think today's, like, the last day to eat it safely.
Yeah, it gotta go.
Like,
yeah,
5 days.
You can't, you just really can't eat it after that. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for me, I couldn't, I just had to get it out my refrigerator. So, yeah, they said her pies, they sell by the thousands.
Yeah.
They sell, like, 36,000 a day. Are you 36,000 pies a day? Well, are they even like making them that fast? Like,
so yeah. So 9 times out of 10, it was just like she gave the recipe to a corporation that could put right. out, and then they just like put it out, and yeah. she gets a mm-hmm. royalty. So
that's right. just how it yeah, works. That's kind of sort of like what Salt was doing with her.
Yeah. How did that go? Like,
I don't know what happened. I think when they started to like mass produce it, it just wasn't the same. They might have been trying to like cut some corners or some ingredients. I'm not sure, but yeah, I never.
Because I know she was doing like this. She was doing the seafood salad.
Then she did the potato salad, and then I don't know what happened with that. So I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. And they said that. 36,000 per day, 1,500 every hour, and 25 per minute.
Well, it's money. And how much are the pies? What, $10?
No, the pies are $4.
Oh, well, that's why. People feel like yeah, it's a $4. Steal.
Yeah, well, I paid $4 at Walmart. I believe they were like $4 or $6. I think they were like $3.97 or something like that.
So if she's it may have been on sale. If she's doing 25 a minute and they $4, that's $100 a minute.
Yeah.
36,000. Wow. I'm not doing all that math. That's a lot.
Yeah, we not gonna do all that. We just gonna say congrats to Aunt Patty.
Yeah, congrats.
And keep doing your thing and keep putting on for Philly. And she definitely always puts on for Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, you see Meek posted a picture the other day of his baby boy. They never really show his face. I think he looks like his father.
They ain't never gonna show his face.
He's got pretty big. No, they're not gonna show his face. I mean, that's kind of smart. You know how that is. Like,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, you have to protect these babies because the internet is a wild place. Mm-hmm. It's a girl that's been claiming to be, we call her his fake baby mom. Did you see she did like a whole rant on social media?
They be doing anything for clout.
Yeah, it's like she, for a while, she would post up all this stuff basically saying that she had his son and he don't take care of the little boy. And, you know, it was like she was doing her rants a while ago and then she disappeared and came back, I guess, because he posted the baby. Now she's like, oh, you don't take care of your other son and that's why the baby is bald head and everybody come like, what? Why are you talking about an innocent child? Like,
yeah, I mean,
they need to be real to her.
That's Milano baby as well. Don't get Milano started because she loves her son.
Exactly. I mean, either way, like, you could never, sis. And you really need to stay in your place and know what your lane is. You know, because, again, Meek is unbothered. He's not thinking about you. Milano's not thinking about you. Nobody's thinking about you. The only clout you get is constantly talking and stalking, talking about and stalking a person on social media that's not paying you any attention.
Right. Where is the potential baby mom from? Is she from Philly?
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
I believe she's from Philly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I don't know much. I just see from time to time people post or make look, you know, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, she really, they need a 302 her, and I'm over it. That's the last time she gonna get some play around here. It just was funny that I seen people posting it, and I'm like, why don't they just spam her account and 302 her? I'm just over it. You see, YB welcomes a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
NBA. How many kids does, I can't keep up. And this wasn't Yaya Mayweather's baby. He had a baby by somebody else. And he literally just had a daughter like 6 months ago, another daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally, because he has a bunch of boys. I think he had like 4 boys. Then he had the one little girl a couple months ago. Then he just had the one recently. And then Yaya's having another boy. So I think that's like, what, 7 kids?
Okay, so it's 8? four sons, one daughter, and another on the way.
Right, so I think that'll make 7. And he's just turned, like, 21?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, come on, guys. Like, and Yaya, you're the last baby mom.
Or the next. Just say the next. For now. Don't say the last.
Yeah, for now.
Right.
For now.
Well, I mean, men can have babies until they're in their 80s.
Yeah, they can. I mean, my grandfather had a child at least in his 70s, so.
Okay, you're getting a popping.
Well, I mean, he was getting popping. he passed away recently, but my papa was a mess. He had at least like maybe 25 kids, I would say.
Nah.
That's no exaggeration. My grandfather had so many children that I'm not going to get into it. So I called the wrong number one day, and it was one of my aunts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I called the wrong number, and by my last name, my phone was in my mother's name at the time. Uh-huh. So she's like, wait a minute. And I was like, no, that's my mom. And she's like, oh my God, that's my sister. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, your grandfather. I was like,
whoa.
Wow. Yeah. So, it was that bad. To the point where my mother and her siblings would go to school with their brothers and sisters, but never knew until they got older. Then it all came out. Or
it was,
you
like,
know,
the whole, like the whole senior class. that's a lot of 25, like, yo.
You look, yeah. Well, my grandmother had 10 by him alone. Yeah, and then the others the others was in between and
that's crazy.
You know, and after. In between and after.
Well, all right. God bless him.
You know, God bless my papa. He little, you know, we just lost him during the corona. We weren't at, like, it's just he didn't pass from corona, but we just recently lost him. So rest in peace to my papa. Yeah,
rest in peace.
And all his damn kids. So, yeah, that's crazy. The original NBA young boy. So, what's up with Riri and A$AP Rocky? I keep hearing that they
finally made it public.
Off again. So they did make it public.
Yeah, it's public. So,
what happened to the other guy she was dealing with? Wasn't she dealing with, like, that billionaire?
It's Rihanna. She don't care. Rihanna don't. It's Rihanna. It's certain women that, because of their stature and who they are, I don't know if they'll ever be satisfied.
Right. Well, I mean, I just seen like a meme or something where she just was like, I'm not looking for a man. So, you know, maybe she's just having fun, you know?
Yeah, she's still young.
Maybe that's, you know.
She's 32.
That is rather young.
So she's still got about like a good 5 more years. I think she's gonna pop out a baby soon.
Probably you think so?
The next 4 years, unless she frees her eggs. She's 32, so. But
well, maybe she don't want kids. She may not want kids. You gotta that's think a good about point. That. Everybody doesn't want children. I have, you know, a few friends that, you know, not that they would care. Some people just don't want kids. You know what I'm saying? Right. So
I can understand that.
That's just that. Right. Okay.
But she's also old enough to have a. I mean, she has enough money to get surrogate.
Surrogate, yeah. I mean, that's always a route that she could take.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Kim Kardashian, Candy Burris, like most of the women that have bare children and then have went through like complications and stuff like that, they've gotten to the point where they're just like, okay, I don't want to, you know, ruin my body. I'd rather just, you know, so yeah. I mean, but maybe she can adopt, you know, or I know she has a niece that she loves and posts and shares. Maybe she's content and just, you know, want to just have her fun, you know?
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I'm sure she would have a beautiful child if she did decide to.
Yeah, but ASAP, he got enough swag. I think he can. Like maintain her and keep her happy.
Yeah,
because it seemed like she liked Bad Boys.
Yeah, and I think I like them together. I like them together. ASAP, did you hear? Let me see. Travis Scott, he was on Forbes. What is it? 30. What is it? 30 and under. What is the Forbes? What is that? I'm thinking about. ESPN.
Top 30 under 30.
Okay, there it is. I didn't know that he made $20 million off of that McDonald's meal. Did you taste it? I didn't. My son tasted it.
No, I don't even.
I'm not a big McDonald's person either. But yeah, my son loved it.
What do you say? Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's 12, so like. He enjoyed it. Right. He was just like, he was in a drive-thru one day, and he, let me get the Travis Scott milk. And he liked it. So I don't even know what it consists of, but I think it was it's like a burger. Day
of social media, it's just like every single thing that comes out is like a new viral phenomenon.
Exactly.
So I know that stuff was selling out, the Popeye's chicken sandwich, all that stuff.
And did you?
Yeah, we ain't had none of that.
Shit, he made it. Like, I don't know how much money he made when he did that. When he did the Fortnite, he had like a deal with Fortnite when he did a concert on Fortnite.
Oh yeah, I think they said it was an undisclosed amount.
Oh okay.
There's certain things that they don't want to give away. Absolutely.
So, I mean, he got absolutely. A lot of money.
Couple mil, but that's how you move, especially if you're in a position like in today's world where it's just like, you know, you can't do no concerts, you start to sell your likeness.
Right.
So it's just like the image of me, like people want to do stuff because I do stuff or I allegedly say I do stuff. So let me make a couple mil off this to keep things afloat. I actually met Travis Scott a long time ago. This was like 2010, like right outside of MTV studios in New York. He didn't look anything like he looks now.
Really? So how did he look?
He just looked like a regular high school kid. He was just always looking down. He seemed very quiet to himself. Because him and his team, they were just waiting for a cab to go back to the hotel because we just got finished rehearsal. So it was yeah, he was just outside with his boys. He was just, like, real chill. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing, like, crazy. Yeah. But it's kind of like what you was telling me about Florida and Adrian.
Yeah.
It's just, like, whatever you see on TV isn't really how they are.
I mean, but I really, it's weird because I really wouldn't know what, I don't really get much from Travis Scott. You know, like, he doesn't come off, like, super bad boy, badass, thug, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, you know how some people, you have, like, a pre, you know, conception, but for him it's like not really. I feel like for him, I mean, at least for me anyway, he always seemed like, you know, reserved, talented, you know, but like I never got like that Bad Boy, you know.
His concerts are crazy.
I know, and it's funny because my oldest son is a big Travis Scott fan too. I mean, I don't think I really started liking him until he did that song with Drake.
Which one? Oh,
I'm singing Sicko it in Mode. My head. Okay, exactly. I really wasn't Travis Scott because I felt like all his music sounded the same, and I felt like he was just Travis Scott to me. But when he did Sicko Mode, I became a fan. And then, you know, when he got with the Kardashian, you know, that kind of like, not that he wasn't big prior to him getting with Kylie, but I felt like once he got with Kylie, that kind of gave him a different, you know, like took him to a different level.
Right. Yeah, he's like a household name now. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, just even see, it's funny because I probably wouldn't have been able to pick him up out of a lineup until he got with Kylie. So it was like, I never really, you know, it's funny because I was watching Wendy Williams say that ASAP Rocky, she didn't know who he was and she don't know his music. And like, she was kind of, and I kind of felt like that, Wendy, like she be going in, you know, and you be had like, she got to chill with a lot of the shit that she said.
Yeah. I mean, you like her. I don't like her.
You know what? I've always been a big Wendy fan. I'm not a fan of the new Wendy. I think she's nothing like the Wendy that I've known. Well, not that I know personally, but you know. But
right, you like her. You like her pre pass out.
Yeah, it's like the Wendy out. She became after the divorce and all that kind of shit. Like she was always a savage, but I think she's like totally some, you know, different. Now, what about you hear Lisa Rae supposedly took a stab at Halle Berry?
Yeah, she was talking about like her sex life.
Yeah, like she said that
she don't look like her.
Yeah, sex that she heard good. That she was that her box was trash or something like that. Like,
I don't even understand that because Halle Berry.
So you don't. So you think that looks wise that her Halle Berry. Box wouldn't be trash?
I mean, I don't know. She petite, so I can't like. But I don't know. Probably. I don't know. She don't seem like the nasty type. Her sex appeal is just pretty much what she looks like. I don't like, she doesn't seem like a lot of, like she, her roles aren't sexy. Yeah. She's attractive.
Yeah, so she's it's, like,
I feel like it's
the,
different.
The pretty sexy girl next door. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to get some help in here because I kind of want to get another male's perspective too. That way we kind of bounce off each other. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and take the time and introduce our guest.
Hold on. Should I get the applause? Let's get the,
we're going to get the applause because we got to give him some applause.
All right. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Let me get the applause ready.
Because not the applause only.
Ready. All right. Three.
Two.
One.
Good afternoon, everybody. We got our guest in the building, the one and only One Eye Creep, aka
Hamas. How you doing, boss?
Hamas. Okay, we didn't give him a random call and everything. Hamas, where you go?
He just exited.
Know. Okay, we gotta get him back on here. I'm sorry, we gotta get him back on here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, we done gave him a round of applause and everything. Now we gonna get him back on here.
Yeah, should I run that round of applause back?
We gotta see if we can get him on. You could bring it up, but we gotta see if we can get him back on here.
Yeah, I got you. All right, yeah, there you go. He's back. All right, go ahead with the intro.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead.
All right, cool. We're gonna introduce you. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I
can hear you. Are you on Wi-Fi?
No, we can hear you fine.
Y'all hear me, but when y'all talk, it's like real, real choppy.
Is that better? Can you hear us?
I have no idea why.
I'll leave and come back on and see if that'll work, but it's real, real choppy.
Can y'all hear me? Okay. Is that better?
Okay. I
can barely hear you.
I don't know why I sound like that. Are you
there
in the...
There you go. It's clear
okay.
Now.
All right, cool.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're gonna bring out with the intro. Guests. This is part two of the first episode we had. Hamas. AKA the one I creep.
Here we go.
Yes, thank you. So we had to bring you on for part two because our last episode, we got so many good, I got a lot of people in my DMs that was happy that we were back on together. They said they forgot how funny you was and, you know, how it just was good, you know, hearing us, you know, back doing the show again. And basically, they felt like they wanted to hear a little more from you. They felt like, you know, the interview was kind of like short and sweet. So we had to bring you back for part two.
Well, we have excellent work chemistry. So, you know, I think that people can hear that when we're on air together. So, I mean, they've been wanting that, and we're back again. So I'm ready to tear it down. So
what you got for me today? So was you, like, we're going to just kind of piggyback on what we were discussing prior to we brought you on.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Lisa Rae making a comment about Halle Berry. Are you familiar with?
I saw it on Twitter.
Okay. So what are you, because for one, so I feel like, go ahead.
I got two
ahead,
questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, how would Lisa Rae know that?
So she basically said that's what she allegedly heard.
Two, I kind of believe it because of Halle's history with men.
Okay.
So,
right, because could have been like a pillow talk situation.
She's a very extremely pretty woman. But it's a reason why all these men she dealt with wound up leaving her or cheating on her.
Right.
And
I can agree.
That's a good point.
With David Justice, Wesley Snipes, Eric Benet, a couple other dudes. But, you know, from my experience, the really, really super attractive, overly attractive women have horrible box and horrible at sex. It's my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong.
That's a good point.
Right, no, that you're entitled to your opinion. That's what we're here for, to get your opinion. Because I definitely agree with what you're saying when it comes to that. But I also, maybe she, it could just be that she's just running across the wrong type of man.
Here's the thing is, women don't take accountability at all for their actions. Maybe it's her. Maybe it's her.
Women,
I was the wrong kind of man. Why women never come in and say, you know what? Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's me.
Well, no, that could be true, too. Maybe in some situations, you're right.
And again,
what about these men, though?
Here's the thing, right? So, I can admit, right? I used to be ancient. I'm halfway shit now.
I'm cracking up.
I'm halfway shit now. But I can take accountability for my ancientness.
So you feel like that you can agree that it was you at a time?
Yes. It was me. A lot of times it was me.
Now, okay. Okay.
Women, no matter how old they get, they will always point the finger and say, listen, it's not me. It's all men. Men ain't shit. I'm a good woman. But
That's not true. Because I'm 40 and I definitely take accountability of my shit.
You gotta remove you. I'm talking majority, Tiff. I ain't talking about just you.
Who 40?
I'm talking about majority of women. They never take accountability for their ancientness.
Right.
And Ricochet's a man. He got a test. I'm pretty sure we dealt with women for the past 30 years. And it's always us. Men ain't shit. Well, how about women ain't shit too? Some of them.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
That's true.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like all men cheat. I'm not one of those girls that feel like that. I don't like the stereotype.
Even with your girlfriend, right?
People in a box.
And any breakup with your girlfriend, have your girlfriend say, you know what, girl, I fucked up. I'm a horrible person. Everybody said that. No. Nobody ever said that. Nope. It's always the man.
Nope. Well, I have.
Yeah, but
I've in my relationships and in like my friendships, if I do something, I guess that comes with now back in when I was 21, 22, 23, 25. You wouldn't have never heard me admit to anything.
Right.
But now that I'm older, I can kind of reevaluate and think out, you know, look at certain situations.
You're one woman in the grand scheme of things. I'm talking about women overall. We're talking about majority. Majority of women never take accountability or never say, you know what, it's my fault. I messed up. I was wrong. Women never say wrong. It's a process.
Oh, all right, so we're not going
about to get the comments on fire.
Again, I agree. You know, I understand where you're coming from. But I also feel that why does it take for Lisa Ray? She ain't in a better position to be talking about.
I'm about to say that. Didn't
she? It's like the pot calling the kettle black. She don't have a man.
She don't got no
her
man.
Her husband left her, or her husband cheated on her, whatever. So she ain't. So what's up with your box then, sis? And that's the only thing with me. Like, whether that is the case, I feel like Lisa Ray, you need, like, come on. Why are you tearing another woman down and feeling like you?
It's two dinosaurs being catty. Both of y'all old chicks. Just be old.
Wow.
And age gracefully.
What the fuck?
Age gracefully. Yo. And stay in your lane.
And focus on your own. Because first of all, Lisa Ray was just on Iyanla Van Zant the other night, and she got her shit with her mom and her daughter and all that. So she got bigger fish to fry, a bigger shit that she need to be focused on, and it definitely shouldn't be Halle Berry's box.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, so Nana, we got that out the way. I just wanted to hear from Mel's perspective. I didn't think it was going to get that deep.
I would love to sample Halle Berry to see what she's talking
you
about.
Would love... Okay, so Halle, if you're listening.
Yes.
Go ahead, tell us.
I would love a 15 to 20 minute romp with Halle Berry.
That's right. That's as long as it should be. 15
to 20 minute romp.
That's it.
40. Ain't nobody got time for all that fucking all night. No, not me.
This is too much. Who got time for that?
You
if you improve your point in 15 minutes, you might as well call it quit.
Get the rag. I'm gonna give you some juice so we go to sleep.
Get the rag.
You gonna get the rag and you gonna make it warm with okay. Yep. Period. All right, I got you. All right, so. Well, guys, there you have it. Welcome back, Hamaz. Hey. Tell us what you got going on.
Oh, so right now, my show different. Is less than 2 weeks away. Yes, in Chester.
Chester. Downtown Chester, because you know the
downtown.
Chester, the
downtown
Harris
Chester.
Casino just got
downtown.
Robbed, right?
It did?
Yeah, it did.
When?
It just got robbed, so. Last night, the other night?
It's my first time hearing
I think
that.
It was last night. Yeah, I heard it on the news.
Wow. Well, nobody want to rob this place because we have nothing but poets and authors. So we ain't going to be that kind of crowd.
And iPhone 6s.
That is nuts.
But my show was December the 12th, downtown Chester. Tickets are still on sale. If you want to get a ticket, you can cash at me, the name, the one I creep, with your first and last name, and we can get you in the building and enjoy the show.
Period. Because Chester isn't locked down. Like, what's the hours again of the show?
5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, and y'all will be taking temperatures, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you must wear a mask.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? All right.
Everything will be in accordance.
Okay, how much are tickets again?
$10. It's only $10. You can't beat it.
All right, $10. $10. So, I mean, come on, y'all. $10.
There's nothing going on anyway. It ain't like there's no clubs or bars open, so why not?
It's not really much going on, so you might as well go to the show, do something different outside the box.
Well,
no twerking and all that. This ain't the...
Well,
did y'all see it?
I'm not going to stop somebody from twerking at my show.
You're not going to stop nobody.
I won't curse
somebody out.
You don't
mind a little twerking?
It will not be.
What about that story?
Okay, so they allowed the twerk.
Okay. Yeah, that story's crazy.
All right, well, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to twerk to... And still, I ride.
If you get some dark liquor, you can cook anything.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, we're going to. What about that story? So, Hamaz, did you hear about it? Rick, I heard. So, I know you heard about it. In Texas with.
Yeah, the one in Texas.
If you were that business owner. Okay, so, Rick, run it down real quick for those who probably.
So, for what I. Go ahead, Ricochet. Go ahead, you go.
So, go ahead. No, you got it. All right, cool. So, basically, what happened was there was a black store owner.
Mm-hmm.
He owned a restaurant. It was in Texas. He pretty much was having a brunch. He had a DJ. He said 70 to 80% of his clientele was women. Yeah, female. So, the DJ's DJing, having a good time. And then one of the girls got up on, one of the booths and started twerking, put her hand on the glass. So apparently, through the stories, it was that was his third time saying stop doing that. So apparently, he was just sick of it. So he told the DJ to stop the music. They got him on film, basically saying, you know, he did this for the culture. You know, he's always telling men to respect themselves. And how can he say men respect yourselves? And there's women out here twerking. And then he was just like, if you want to twerk, go to these different places, but don't do it in my restaurant.
Why would he call out the other restaurants? You ain't got to call out the other restaurants without making your point.
I'm 50-50 on the subject. Now, as a business owner, if I owned the restaurant, what she did was inappropriate.
Me too.
You can't stand on my table. You can't stand on my chairs. You can't, you know.
Right.
If you break some, guess what? It's going to come out of me. And it'll pay for it.
Right.
Now, with that being said, how I would have handled it was, I seen the video where he talked to them multiple times. I would have came to their table and then said, listen, you know, I came here multiple times, but, you know, you got to leave. I would have told them personally, you got to leave. I wouldn't have
missed the whole restaurant.
Yep.
And then for him to say, I don't need your money.
Get the fuck out.
That was crazy.
You do need our money because it's a fucking pandemic. And if we don't come, we ain't got to twerk. But if we don't show up, you won't be in
business. Here's the third problem, right? He set the atmosphere for that to happen. Why I say this?
By playing that music?
You had a DJ playing twerk music. And
by getting a DJ.
And serving dark liquor. And from my research, people was waiting an hour to 2 hours to eat. If you serve, I don't care where you at, white or black. If you serve liquor and have a DJ playing twerk music, at some point, women are going to dance. You can't expect people to sit there with liquor and twerk music and expect them not to dance, bro. You crazy.
I mean, no, right. I agree exactly. I felt like his delivery, like you said, he should have directed that attention to them and them only, because they were the only ones twerking. Now, once he addressed them multiple times and asked them to leave, then I think that would have set the tone, and everybody else would be like, oh shit, bitch, I know this is my song, but I'm gonna just do a little, you know, I'm just gonna tap my foot and I'm gonna just do a little whine in his chair, but I ain't getting, you know, I mean, come on, you have to set the tone for your restaurant, and it's something that you can't just allow people to come into your establishment and work. I mean, in a certain way.
I started to do my research on the place. So, did you see the decor of the restaurant?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do all of that. You did a lot, damn bro.
Let's be real.
I was about to say, from what I've seen, I was looking at the tables. It looked like they were just pulling chairs to booths, and like the decor just looked like something that he just came up on a little spot on the avenue. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like he came up on the avenue and he just went ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just put it together. And did
put it together and then was like, I did this for the culture.
Right,
it's like,
exactly.
What did you really do?
Yeah, so did you hear what I said, Hamas? It looks like he just got a little spot on the avenue and just
put some tables and chairs and a grill. He made it as classy as he thought it would be. But,
okay.
Here's the problem, right? So you want black dollars. You want, you know, you want a black atmosphere, but you don't want people to act black or participate in our culture. This is what we do when we hear music. Yeah, like
that's the restaurant business.
Right.
That's the restaurant business.
They want the black dollar, but they
love
want
the black dollar.
Black
they don't
people.
Want
just
what it entails.
Bougie black people.
Okay, but then if that's the case, play some jazz
and give me a band in here. Give me some lounge music.
Right.
Give me some music that I have I know what type of vibe it is. But you can't play whack and body yaddy yaddy and expect and give people fucking. He was serving slushy drinks out of fucking Duce bottles.
Right. That was his restaurant.
Oh wow, you did the research.
Oh, okay. I've seen some people on my timeline
posting Duce bottles and slushy drinks. Bro, you had basically Wet Willie's with lamb chops.
Right. What's the name of the restaurant? I can't remember what the name. I didn't write the name there, but I'm going to look into that.
My thing is, I feel as though, don't get me wrong, them women are wrong. They were totally wrong for standing on his feet
and they was kind of thick, too. I mean, I know you like them thick, but I'm saying, either way, standing on the furniture don't matter your size.
Yeah, if some would have broke, that would have been a problem. But again,
Then if she'd have fell and hurt, fucked her face up, her chin on a table, then she'd have been trying to sue.
And again, the DJ, Ricky Chan, you a DJ? You know what kind of reaction from the crowd you're gonna get when you play certain kind of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as the DJ, he knew what he was doing.
So,
Okay,
so you actually have experience with brunch and twerking and all that kind of stuff. So when you guys did, what was it, the over easy brunch? Yep. Okay, so
yeah, that, over easy brunch. Yeah,
twerking was totally fine. Like, but it wasn't. I never made it to one, but I did see plenty of videos. To me, it looked like people were just having fun. Mm-hmm. You were playing music, you know. People were. I didn't see nothing weird though. You know, they were like twerking, like.
Yeah, we don't. So what happens is at the brunch there is twerking. However. When it's time of course, because it's just like for the culture period, we have fun, mimosas, everybody's just having a great time. So twerking is just automatically part of our culture, not a problem. But when I do recap videos and things of that nature, I don't want it to seem like that's all it's about.
The food always looked good. It looked like it was a good vibe.
So, you know,
very bright in there. The space, like everything. Made me want to say, damn, I got to get there. But I was working, so I could never get there on a Sunday because, unfortunately,
we're
going to do it again.
Also, 2021,
we're going to be lit.
They make white people the standard of civilized. You ever see white people get drunk?
Okay.
Rich white people?
They get the dance. They're
really bad,
like,
too.
At the company Christmas party, really, you see the CEO dancing in.
You know what the white version of WAP is? You know what the white version of WAP is? Sweet Caroline.
I was just about to say
play
that.
Sweet Caroline around a bunch of drunk white people.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that.
That shit like a fucking Cash Money
video.
Bro, they turned up.
Yo.
I want our people to stop making white people seem like they're the standard of
that's
being
hilarious.
Civilized when they out. Because they go hard too.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. So, I mean, it's a really fine line when it comes to that, though. It really
is.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, people saying, well, they ain't going to do no right restaurant. If you put a DJ playing twerk music at Ocean Prime and fucking, what's that restaurant people go to?
Or Del Frisco or Steak 48.
They'll be twerking. They're going to twerk in there, too. They don't care what they are.
Listen, how about...
They're
going to
twerk in there, too.
I went to Del Frisco's right before they, like, stopped the indoor dining. And, I mean, I always known it to have, like, a business casual dress or...
Yeah.
Like, you know, whereas though, not that you had to wear, like, a tie or super tie, but, like, you had to at least button up no boot. It was nigga. I don't know if they just said, you know what, I don't care. They had on sweats. I'm talking
sweats,
hoodies, Tim's. I'm like, what the nigga?
You know,
listen, this one nigga pants was sagging because I guess, like, fuck it. We just going to get all the money we could get. We can raise, like.
No, but listen, before the pandemic,
they need that money. They need that money.
And they realize we value a lot of the
because
shit that they
like
that
to
we
show
love.
Off.
So they let me in there anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, they let me stuff because I'm like this. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's crazy. Like, I'm talking pants sagging. I couldn't believe it. I was like, come on, I don't want to see your ass while I'm trying to cut my steak. Like, you're not like, come on, like that ain't, I don't want to, it was bad. Like, I was offended because I'm like, why would you even want to come out looking like this? Like, is it really that bad whereas though, like, you know, is it really that bad whereas though you can't even go out and be civilized or go out and look halfway
decent?
Well,
my thing is, I try to patronize black businesses, so I don't go to the restaurants anymore. If I want to have a nice time in the town, I go to Relish.
Right.
What's an equivalent?
No, but to
or
me, to
do
me,
we not
I think
have,
Relish
do we have
is like
a black
right
owned
there.
Steakhouse.
If you go to Relish certain days, they have a live band. And
right, okay. I haven't been to Relish
they
in
got
years
live band,
though.
And they
right, right.
Excellent.
And I know they wasn't open for a while though.
Yeah, but Relish does soul food, right?
But they have it's mostly soul food.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I hate Miss Tootsie's food, man.
Yeah, okay. I bang with Miss Tootsie's.
I'm not a real big.
Yeah,
yo, oh my God, the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese at Miss Tootsie's is bananas.
Is different level.
Yeah, I haven't. Last time I've been here was brunch.
Relish cornbread. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get some relish today.
They should. I believe they are. So you gonna go get you some relish today? Let me know how it was. Yeah, I'm gonna pray.
Patronize them.
I used to ride that relish every day when I was going to work.
And you know what's crazy though? The guy, I think the name of the place was True Kitchen or True Kitchen Cocktail or something. The food actually looked good. To the truth, the food looked real good. I don't think people are still gonna go, but I just think it was a bad, as a business owner, I think it was a bad moment for him.
Yeah.
Right, but all publicity is good publicity. So at least people are like looking him up.
Hopefully it doesn't. I don't want to see no. I mean, whether he look at it and it's a learning experience and going forward, he doesn't address issues that way. And maybe he tones down the music and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully.
No, that's
a learning lesson. Yeah, I don't ever want to see a back brother.
Yeah, I don't want him to close.
Business suffer, especially during a time question. Like this.
Why was it packed like that during a pandemic anyway?
Well, because it's Texas now.
Oh, because it's Texas?
I can see.
They wide open like a man.
Texas is wide open.
Did you see the lady put her mask on when he came over? They don't even require you to wear a mask.
Yeah, I see
that part. When he came over and started talking, she put her mask on. Like, nigga, you ain't standing over top of me putting spit particles and everything all over the place.
But you put twerk when on people's steak.
He took his mask off.
Well, it wasn't her. It was the other lady. Now, speaking of the pandemic and quarantine, if you were quarantined with any celeb, Hamas, what celeb would that be?
It's two people. I have a lifelong crush on mine.
Really?
I've been liking Maya.
Well, she's not that far. She in D.C., ain't she?
I never thought. Politically correct. I like thicker women. I like plus size.
Thicker women. Okay. Fluffy. Yes. You like.
But Maya always had. She always did a thing for me. She's not really tiny. She like medium to me. And
I just seen Maya last summer at the
man.
She aged
real well to me.
She was at the man with Ashanti.
Even her. And this is this other lady. She's not a real known celebrity, but you know she's cool to me. This lady named Sasha DeValle. She played in a movie, in a 50 Cent movie, Before I Self-Destruct. You gotta see. Just look up sex scene. And Before I Self-Destruct. If I can send it to you, I got it on my phone. I saved it.
Oh my God. Oh, I have a Sasha DeValle. Okay, I have her here. She is. Oh, she gives me like Indian vibes.
I think she's Rican or Dominican, one or two. But she's awesome.
I have her.
Okay. Awesome. Got it.
What's awesome about her? The sex scene
look
to me. She always. Not really. She kind of thick though.
Once again, she's tiny too.
I think you a catfish when it comes to. I don't think you ain't really. You ain't putting on for the fluffies.
Can I give you my third one, please? Jill Scott.
Yeah, add a third.
Shout out to Jill Scott. Y'all knew I grew up with Jill Scott.
I got nudes in my phone of Jill Scott. Right. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got.
Oh my God. Well. What made you want?
Did it was on Twitter years ago.
What?
She accidentally
put
them out. She put them out accidentally.
It's Jill Scott news out here.
Yeah, send them to Rick. Don't send them to me. You had to send them to Rick because I don't want to see them.
Wait, hold on. I remember when the joint got hacked.
Did she turn you on even more when she did that?
I saw that food, but I lost my mind.
But wait, listen, I have a question really quickly. Speaking of Jill Scott, I was just talking to one of my followers earlier. He posted Come See Me, which is one of her songs. And he said something like, don't this song make you want to fuck? So I was like, I love Come See Me, and he was like, people are saying that Crown Royal is better than Come See Me. Which one do y'all choose, Come See Me or Crown Royal?
I never
Royal?
Heard Crown Royal. I never heard Crown Royal.
Oh, you never heard Crown Royal? Okay.
Well, oh, yeah, correct. Crown Royal is a fuck record because right. you just have to listen to the lyrics more than the actual
Philly has always gave me like a sexual undertone all the time.
Yeah, the Crown Royal is like crazy.
To me, it seems like
she gives me a sexual undertone.
Yeah,
well, even during her show,
that's
she does.
Right.
It.
Shout out to the North Philly girls, like we like no married? Other.
Say less.
No, she isn't.
Oh, okay.
Let me, you know what's funny? Her folks, I'm going to have to give you her
please,
folks.
Yes, please.
No, that's funny because she moved her mom and she moved her mom down south. But they was actually like, you know, we.
I mean, I would DM her, but I don't want to be crass.
Family,
I want to be more classy. So I would love up.
Well, you might be, you know, Lawrence Killebrew, he loves him some Jill Scott. Yeah, y'all might have to. Y'all might. That's his boo thing. I don't know. You might got some competition. Y'all might have to do a little celebrity boxing match.
You little shit. He ain't got a shot.
Oh, that's so funny.
My rules is
So listen, if you had a movie about your life, what celebrity would play you?
I'm gonna let Rick go first. Who will play you, Rick?
Who would play me, a celebrity? Shit.
I know.
Wasn't expecting that. Let's see. Celebrity?
You look like LeBron.
LeBron.
Okay, LeBron's not
everybody
an actor.
Actually, like
yes, he was in a movie called Trainwreck.
Yeah, but, well, he
okay.
does act.
All right, okay yeah. with the facts. Mm-hmm. I'm
going
to have to.
He's
hilarious. I saw you today.
Hilarious in Trainwreck.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, he was. Because that's how he really is in real life. No matter how much money he got, he really is like, he'd be mad cheap.
For that's me, too
I
would funny.
Say he always trying to save money.
Go ahead. Okay. Okay. I could.
What Harris could do, yeah.
I could see what Harris.
What Harris could do it.
I could see what Harris. What I would probably say
that's a good
what
about
home.
You?
I can see that.
Or uh-huh. Shanti. Or Sanaa Lathan.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
Because those are the three people that they say I look like. It's Ashanti,
okay.
Nia Long, and Sanaa Lathan. It's kind of
Nia Long.
Yeah, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
I got Sanaa Lathan.
So
Lathan
I
than
would say I hear both.
Or
well,
maybe
the time,
for me, maybe
so,
Tank.
Yeah, I would say. Tank, you think?
Oh, too far.
I don't think Tank.
Okay,
now you're going a little too far now.
All right, now we're getting crazy now. We're getting crazy now.
That's so funny. If you had to hide a body,
well, I'm a vegan now, so I'm losing 30 pounds by January, so I will be there. Yeah, I'm at 204. I want to get to 180. Oh,
wow. What number are you at now?
I just started today, so nothing.
How much have you lost?
So by my birthday,
yeah.
I will be 180.
This nigga said, I just started today. Well, listen, you got to start. Listen,
yes.
You got to start somewhere.
My birthday, January
3rd,
I'll be 180.
Yeah.
Period. So we're going to call you on your birthday and make sure that you, we're going to hold you to that. We're going to definitely do that check-in.
And you know, so how I'm doing it is.
That's
30
not,
pounds.
I go hard.
Hard.
So
30 pounds
I,
in 30 days?
Fast,
that's hard.
And I just eat fruits and vegetables and you know, water. That's it.
Yes. That's all you eat throughout the day?
In the morning, I eat a shake. At night, fruits and vegetables and rice.
Okay.
Workout.
Okay, you know what? I was doing intermediate fasting, but I was just watching my portions, and I stopped eating after, I think, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. And I wouldn't eat anything past that, and I would get up in the morning, and I would drink, like, half a cup of coffee, but then I wouldn't eat till 12. So from 12 to 8 would be my – but I would only eat, like, small portions, and I wasn't really hungry. I just found myself being hungry between like after 8 o'clock. I would get hungry, like because I was used to snacking.
Yeah.
Once the pandemic started, I would be eating all kinds.
That's
of
my problem. My problem
night,
is snacking.
Like snacking.
I told myself I'm gonna stick to it. I did it before, maybe a year or two ago, but I'm gonna really be focused this time and get 30 pounds down.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could. Yeah, matter of fact, I know you could do it.
Focus. I'm gonna say focus.
I know you could do it. I have faith in you. Yeah, stay focused.
Listen, by January.
I don't know. 30 pounds. I got my doubts, but you know, I'm rooting for you. I'll say that.
204.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So right now you're how much? 208.
Yeah.
204. Yeah. Okay, cool. All
right, I mean, so, with your diet, you go down to 180. I definitely feel like you can do it. Are you? Do you have like a workout regimen too? Or are you working out too, or are you just
do a lot of cardio?
Okay.
Do a lot of cardio.
Okay. Oh well, yeah. That's
I move around a lot, so my
cardio
and my metabolism is a little high.
Like melt. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what type of cardio?
I just run the treadmill.
Okay.
Run the stationary bike.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Period. All right, so yeah, I'll let y'all know in a month. You can definitely do it.
Plus, I don't want to be on film with a bod like Good Beds. I don't want nobody taking videos of me, and I'm shaped like a pear. I want to be able to have my bedroom body ready for the young ladies. possibly, yeah.
Oh, you doing sex scenes in your film?
Yeah, paying for that, man. See, me and you are here, Rick.
Stay ready. You don't got to get ready.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and update you guys. Remember the last show you were here, episode one,
yeah,
where we had the gentleman that came out of the relationship. Well, he was married, came out the marriage and started dating the chick he met.
Mm-hmm.
And the ex-wife was allegedly pregnant.
Yeah.
Turns out the ex-wife is pregnant.
Oh.
And okay. Yep.
The girlfriend moved out and left them.
Oh. Wow.
And the ex-wife doesn't want him back.
Oh.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so it's a loser. Oh, for him.
Don't
tell her.
I know.
We told him not to tell her. We definitely did.
And he felt like,
damn it,
he had to be honest. He felt like he wanted to be honest because I guess some guys just have fucking conscience.
At all. Listen, let me tell you something. This is the biggest lie.
Honesty don't work.
Just tell me the truth. I won't be mad. Never in niggerdom has a bad word.
True.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
He is preaching.
This nigga's spitting.
This nigga is preaching.
Lie, bro. Yeah. It's the only thing that works.
Die with a lie,
bro. Yes.
You die with a lie. Will Smith.
Or he could have
got Will Smith taught you that.
That might have kept.
Die with the lie.
That's yeah.
That's crazy.
So I mean, I'm glad he didn't, because that's the messy situation. At least the ex-wife, they already have children, and you know, I feel like she did it to be petty. Him and the ex-wife aren't
like,
really
what was
communicating
the reason?
Because he feel like, damn, like. I don't think he even wants the ex-wife. That's the thing. But she doesn't want to, like, they're not working things out. So the thing is, now he's like, I fucked up with my new chick.
Right.
Now I got to deal with your shit. And we already getting a divorce. So I would think it would be cheaper to keep her. It's better to get back together. But he said that that's not happening on either one of their parts. So now you got to deal with another baby for another 18 years.
Yeah.
And I think their child was like 2 or 3 or something like that. So it's like, now you're having another child, and that puts you in a position where you got to pay more child support, spousal support, whatever it is you got to pay. So he just fucked. Like, yeah. Now he just fucked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still more.
Yeah, how about wait before you jump into
so
another relationship?
Settle down with
and
his ex-wife and a new child.
You wait until you jump into another relationship.
Wait, how old is he?
Like, yeah.
That's a fact, because the girlfriend moved in really quick.
I don't know if he said his age.
Well, tell him, listen.
I don't know. I mean, he's not young, but I don't think he's old. Like, maybe like mid-30s.
Don't worry. Get on Tinder or BLK and fish. It's the black version of Tinder.
BLK is the black version of Tinder.
What's BLK?
It's a date.
Well, I like double punch.
Oh, man. Nope. Nope. Oh, they ain't nothing but the devil. Nope.
So you're on date
app? Yes, I am, aggressively.
So are you okay? So you're single, but you're aggressively dating and aggressively looking.
I'm not aggressively dating, but I'm always looking for new opportunities and new experiences.
For
happiness. Like I'm not looking for a relationship, but you know, I like to enjoy the company of women, and hopefully it leads to somewhere you know I like.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least you're honest, though. Is that what your profile say?
I never say I'm looking for a relationship. Never. It say I'm single, looking for friends. I don't mislead women. I stopped that 10, 15 years ago. I always lay my card on the table with women to let them make the choice. Okay. That's me.
All right. Well, I mean, at least you're honest.
Yeah, I'm on about five, maybe like four or five different dating apps. But you know the funny thing about dating apps, right? You catch people on there that you wouldn't think would be on there. People are like, what are you?
Single people or people both. In a relationship?
Both.
Or...
And then they ask me the question, what you doing here? Motherfucker, same thing you doing
what
here.
What you doing here? What you, what doing, you doing here? Here? Right.
Yeah, you in here first like the me. Same... Uh-uh. You say you want some dick. Don't cut it out.
Funny.
Yes, it's a funny. The dating apps are a funny world. Facebook got its own dating app too. You know that?
What? Yeah,
it's Facebook dating.
I've seen.
It got its own dating app inside Facebook.
Yeah, I heard about I definitely heard about that. Speaking of dating, right, and married men and all that kind of stuff, did y'all hear about Vincent Herbert? You know, that's Tamar's ex-husband.
No, what happened?
You know, him and Tamar separated. She was dealing with the African guy and whatever the case, and he was supposed to be dealing with this young chick. So he was dealing with this young girl. She's like in her early 20s, but you could tell she's like really young. And I guess he was dealing with her throughout the time, you know, while they were separated. And now that Tamar is no longer with the other girl, I guess he's telling a young chick, like, I'm working it out with my family. Like, I want to be back with my ex-wife and my son. You know, I no longer want this. But the girl's like, well, he's paying my bills and he does this, he does that, and he doesn't want me to date and he don't want me to do anything else. But he wants me to, like, settle for him going back with his wife. And, you know, she actually got on Instagram and was talking to Akbar V, which is, like, you know, a rapper. She does, like, this little, you know, playful, like, relationship hour. And she was, like, on there. And a girl got on there, like, talking. You know, she kind of, like, tried to talk in codes. But we figured out who she was talking about. Because people, they were already saying that they spotted her and him out and about. So it's, like, in that situation, that's what happens when... That's just, like, even with the girl. If the guy who got his ex-wife pregnant decided, okay, I want to go back with my wife. That's why you close your legs and marry men, because why are you in a relationship with somebody that just because he's separated or, you know, they're not fully divorced.
Yeah. That makes sense.
He's never going to, he will wrong. Never yeah, I mean, leave but, his wife.
But, do leave, why would but majority he? Of men don't.
Yeah, because in Tamar's situation, yeah, it is. It's like in Tamar's situation, right, they were separated, she, like, though. She was
it's so much money.
Dating and allegedly getting engaged to this new guy. But when things went left, you know, I guess Vincent never, I think she left Vincent. So Vincent still wanted to be with her. And I guess in that sense, like, I'm just going to be with my wife. I'd rather be with my wife. And so now he got the little young girl out here and she, you know, she ready to risk it all because she feel played.
I mean, first of all, she shouldn't be running her mouth to tabloids. She should just keep.
Yeah,
like this generation don't know.
He should have made her sign an NDA. He should have made her.
That's all they do, man.
Hell no,
that shit don't work. You think that shit work? That shit don't work.
Well, of course she.
When women are in their feelings,
she tried to be indiscreet. Tell it all. We knew who she was talking about, but that whole situation, it just gets messy. Just gets messy.
Yeah, that's why you can't do it on the internet. People on the internet during the pandemic, absolutely. They don't got nothing to do but to be in
other people's
business.
It's been a great show. I thank you so much, Tomas. It's been nothing but laughs from beginning to end. I appreciate you coming back on to share your talents. I did want you to say a poem, but I'm not going to throw that out there. I know you're
yes,
not prepared
I
was, for
I
that.
Yes, I
was.
I did it, but...
I know you're not prepared. That's fine. But so... all you gotta do is pay $10 and show up on what day?
December 12th.
December 12th,
downtown Chester.
Downtown Chester. What's the name of the
place? Downtown Chester. Downtown Chester.
That's the name of the place. That's crazy, right?
Oh, come on now.
Hold on. The name of the place is called Cassidy.
Yo.
500 okay. Edgemont Avenue, okay. Chester, PA. Yes.
Downtown Chester. All right. Tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me at Instagram at The One Eye Creep, nice. Twitter, The One Eye Creep, Hamas LA on Facebook, and I'm around. Just request me and, hit me up.
Period. This episode has been brought to you by Brilliant Mind Tutors. Make sure you follow them on Instagram. Make sure you follow Rick Weddings. Make sure you follow The One Eye Creep, Philly Joan Podcast. Thank you so much, Hamas, for coming out.
Anytime.
We really appreciate
you.
It's been all love. Any, just let me know whenever you want to come through.
I love it here.
We got you. Oh, see you. They love it here. Y'all hear this?
Yeah, I love it here too.
I love it here too. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Till next time.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ, Ricochet, on all major platforms.
PHILA, period.